The BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
Welcome to Assignment on the BBC World Service with me, Yalda Hakim. This week, we had a journalist undercover in the Boko Haram stronghold of northeastern Nigeria in the city of Maiduguri.
Whoever is working as a journalist in Maiduguri is taking a great deal of risk. It's difficult to get there. The airport has been closed since December last year, and there's virtually only one route that leads to Maiduguri. You don't know when or where you will be blocked by Boko Haram insurgents. And once they block you, they have no mercy. They will slaughter you like sheep.
We also hear allegations of unjustified detention and brutality by Nigeria's security forces.
They beat us.
Rockets into Israel. There are no reports of Israeli fatalities. From Gaza, here's Yolant Nell.
The streets now in Gaza City are completely empty. Nobody at all is out on the street. It's been a very noisy night here. A lot of shelling by naval forces. The Israeli military says that it's hit more than 100 targets since midnight local time. In that time as well, it says that there were 5 rockets that hit Israel fired by militants in Gaza and a further 7 that were intercepted by its Iron Dome defense system. Of course, here at the moment, there's a lot of concern about the increasing number of civilians killed.
The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned that the situation in Gaza could quickly get out of control. He is due to brief an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on the crisis later today. Iraq has warned the United Nations that Sunni militants have seized nuclear materials used by scientists in the city of Mosul. Nick Bryant reports.
The nuclear materials were seized at Mosul University by ISIS rebels, according to a letter sent to Ban Ki-moon by Iraq's UN ambassador. Some 40 kilograms of uranium compounds were taken, which were being used for scientific research. The letter warns that despite the limited amounts involved, the materials could be used in the manufacture of weapons of mass destruction and enable what it calls terrorist groups with sufficient expertise to deploy them either separately or in combination with other materials to carry out attacks.
The Indian government has promised to bring back higher growth to the world's third largest economy, saying Indians were exasperated after 2 years of economic slowdown. It's the first budget since the Prime Minister Narendra Modi won a landslide victory 2 months ago. From Delhi, Sanjay Majumdar reports.
Presenting his maiden budget, India's new finance minister, Arun Jaitley, said his government had inherited a challenging situation and needed to cut spending while taking steps to revive economic growth. Mr. Jaitley raised caps on foreign investment in key sectors such as defence and insurance. He also announced increased spending on building India's infrastructure, including roads, ports, power generation and gas pipelines. But in a move sure to disappoint millions of middle-class voters, the finance minister said there would be no change in personal income tax rates.
World News from the BBC.